It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
There was good, there was bad, there was ugly yesterday in the Indianapolis Colts loss to the Philadelphia Eagles, their second 17-16 loss of the season. You don't see that very often. You certainly don't see it very often in two separate games in the same year. We're going to talk about Matt Ryan. We're going to talk about Zaire Franklin. We're going to talk about Bernard Ryman a little bit, Will Fries. Those guys got to get better. There was some good yesterday. We'll talk about it. Indiana basketball got a win last night against Miami of Ohio. You know what? Indiana should really always beat the living hell out of Miami of Ohio. And they did that last night at Cambridge Fieldhouse. Cambridge Fieldhouse is going to be busy again tonight as the Indiana Pacers, we talked about it before they went on this stretch, needed to win all four of these games against substandard opponents. The final game tonight, they've won the first three. Let's go. They won the other night. Wow. In kind of not stunning fashion, but nice come from behind win against the Orlando Magic. You don't think you're going to have to kind of tote that much that far in order to beat the Magic. Not to get haughty when you're the Indiana Pacers, but you know what? Pacers, they really had to come back almost from the dead to beat the Magic the other night. They did it. We're going to talk about giveaways this week, man, and for the next 4 weeks. Look at this, honey. That is an autographed jersey from Andre Tippett of the New England Patriots. How about this? An autographed football from Dante Culpepper. Lots of great stuff. Look at this, the mini helmet. Yeah, it's signed, for God's sake. If you're a Big Ten fan, you want that. We got lots of stuff that we're going to give away over the next 4 weeks. I can't wait. This is Breakfast with Kent for Monday, November 21st, 2022, brought to you by the great people at BUSR, BUSR.com/Kent. Your initial deposit, if you want to get into sports, they got sports wagering, you can bet on all kinds of things. There's a casino, online casino there. Your initial deposit matched at 150% up to $2,500. Man, you kidding me? In free play. All right, subscribe. If you want to be eligible to win the prizes, you must be a subscriber. Hit the like button. You want to donate? Donate, that's wonderful. Ring the bell. You want to ring the bell so you get an alert every time we go live? It's at 7 in the morning, every single weekday morning, and then 4 in the afternoon. Absolutely love talking to you about sports every single day. Let's talk about sports, shall we? All right, the good, the bad, and the ugly from the Colts-Eagles game yesterday. You know, Nick Sirianni is a great dude. And he sounded like a great dude last night during the post game, and he kind of pledged his love to Frank Reich and said it was meaningful for the Eagles and him to beat the Colts in Indianapolis because of the way he felt Frank Reich had been treated. Okay, fair enough. All right, I'm not going to call that good, bad, or ugly. That's just Nick Sirianni, and like I said, Nick Sirianni's a good dude. Good. Let's start with the good. The opening drive was terrific, right? Nice. 10 plays, 75 yards, over 5 minutes of possession time, touchdown, 10 runs, 2 passes, really, really good work by the Indianapolis Colts starting that game. Wonderful to watch the Colts operate offensively at that level. They won the turnover battle, the Colts did. The Eagles had not, the turnover battle had determined every single game the Eagles had played this year. When the Eagles won the turnover battle, they win. When they lose a turnover battle, they lose. They lost a turnover battle, and they won yesterday. Figures it would be against the Colts that they break that kind of run of predictability where it comes to turnovers. They held A.J. Brown to 60 yards receiving. It looked early like A.J. Brown was going to get over on the Colts. He was everywhere. He was catching balls all over the place early, and then the lockdown came in good. Stephon Gilmore has been a revelation at the age of 32 playing cornerback for the Colts. They sacked Hurts 3 times. Nice. Yannick Ngakoue, the strip sack, absolutely beautiful and critical to the ability of the Colts to maintain a lead. 17, they had that lead for a long time this game, right from the opening drive until like the last couple of minutes. Said, what the hell happened? Matt Hawk. You know what? We crap on Matt Hawk from time to time because he's sort of a journeyman punter. He was really good yesterday. 4 punts, a 52-yard average. Really, really good. The Zaire Franklin punch out was really, really good. Thought at the time that was maybe the thing that was going to flip the switch from a potential loss to a victory. Didn't come to pass. Let's talk about the bad, shall we? Zaire Franklin. The pass interference. Like, I get the pass interference, and he explained it in the post-game interview. It's on a Miles Sanders go round, which is really, really rare. Devontae Smith.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who ran around and Jalen Hurts kind of had him. And so Zaire Franklin peeled off and went toward that. That's not what Hurts was looking at. He threw it to Sanders. And Zaire Franklin thought, well, you know what? One way or another, I'm making a play. Either I get the PI and he doesn't get the touchdown, or I break up the pass and we win. And you know what? He got the PI. It was 30-plus yards, and that's the way football goes. Still love Zaire Franklin. He's had a tremendous season as a 7th-round draft pick. You know what? This guy's balled out in place of... when you get a guy like Shaq Leonard who goes down, that's going to hurt you. But Zaire Franklin has done a lot to make the pain of losing Shaquille Leonard a little bit less acute, right? Zaire Franklin's been pretty damn good this year. Bernard Ryman, we just talked to him Friday. We like being the good luck charms when we talk to people. We like them to have great days so we can say, see, when you talk to us for 8 minutes, it's always good. Didn't happen yesterday. The penalties, the lack of strength against Javon Hargrave. You know what? You cannot get bull rushed into the legs of your quarterback, and it seems to happen once a game for Ryman. Ryman's going to have to figure that out. He's going to have to be more than a speed bump once or twice on the way to Matt Ryan if the Colts are going to continue to be successful. Should have won that game yesterday. You win that game yesterday, and you got to win 4 of your next 6 to go to the playoffs. You know, 9-7-1 should be good enough. Jim Irsay's right. Now you got to win. Yeah, you got to go out and win 5 of 6, and that's going to be really, really tough because you got roadies that are difficult. You got Cowboys, you got Vikings, you got Giants, all on the road. Yeah, the Lions beat the Giants at MetLife yesterday. That's not going to happen every week. Saquon Barkley is tough to stop anyway. We got weeks to talk before we have to talk about that. The Jonathan Taylor fumble. At some point, you just got to go down. You get the first down, you go down, and you continue to chew clock. And what happened, I think they kind of held him up and they punched the ball loose. A lot of times that play is going to be blown dead. It wasn't yesterday. The Colts offensive lineman got a really good push. Looked like they were going to carry Jonathan Taylor to the end zone, you know, like some kind of, hey! It didn't happen. Fumble happened. They got it right back on the Zaire Franklin punch out. But, you know, still, there's an interruption of momentum that occurs then. Deion Jackson going out of bounds. 4th and 21 with 31 seconds left. Matt Ryan, instead of throwing beyond the sticks, which you have to do, he checks down to Deion Jackson, and Deion Jackson angles for the sidelines. You got to have some recognition of the clock and the game situation. It's 4th and 21. You can't go out of bounds before you get to the stick. You're going to lose. You're saying, hey, I'm carrying the ball out of bounds. I'm ready to lose the game. Who does this? Deion Jackson's got to be better than that. Playoff chances dropped almost zero. We talked about that a little bit with the 3 road games the Colts have left. They got to win 2 of them and hold serve at home the rest of the way against the Steelers, Chargers, and Texans they've got at home. You're going to win at least 2 of those 3 games, you hope. If you're going to make a case to be a playoff team, you're going to win 2 of those 3 games. The ugly, he didn't do anything wrong, and he picked up yards. But every time an opponent punts and Kiki QT is back there to receive it, I lose about a year of my life in worry. He does not imbue me with confidence whatsoever as he stands back there and tries to field a punt. And the one punt he put on the ground, picked up, and returned a little bit. But you know what? The one thing you got to do, it's not about returning the ball and getting an extra 10 yards. It's not about that. It's about securing the ball. If you can't secure the ball 100% of the time, don't get in the way of the ball. You can't turn it over on a punt. You can't throw your defense out there, have the defense ball out, hold an opponent, get the reward of punting, and then you give them 40 yards by putting it on the ground. You can't do it in Kiki QT always. Makes me feel like that is a likelihood when he's back there returning punts. The missed 50-yarder by Chase McLaughlin. The game likely would have played out in a different way. See, you can't just tack on 3 to the Colts' final score and say they would have won 19-17. That's not the way football works. But Chase McLaughlin has got to make that kick. And Saturday said it in his post-game press conference. Got to make kicks. No chance to redeem themselves on Sunday. Steelers coming to town next Monday night, a week from tonight. Lucas Oil Stadium is going to be, you know what? It's always fun to play the Steelers because the Steelers bring a lot of fans. Don't sell your tickets to Steelers fans. Don't do it. I know you can't. Like if you use StubHub, you can't direct where tickets are going to go. So don't use StubHub. They take 30 points. They take 30% of what you sell it for. Don't do that. Let's talk Indiana basketball. Indiana won last night, 86-56. Trace Jackson Davis, really good. How about this? For an odd confluence and coincidence, confluence of events, Colts lose 17-16. Trace Jackson Davis last night in an Indiana win, 17-16. 17 points, 16 rebounds. Well, the coincidence, this is like the Lincoln-Kennedy coincidences. You know, Abraham Lincoln had a secretary named Kennedy, and Kennedy had a secretary named Lincoln. My God, they were destined to die at the hands of assassins. Arkansas Little Rock coming up Wednesday, 6:30 on BTN. Jackson State on Friday, 12:30 BTN. IU North Carolina at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Oh, man, what a lot of fun that's going to be. That's a week from Wednesday. Can't wait. That game at 9:15 because, of course, it is. Why not? With both schools in the Eastern time zone, why not put this game on when it's really easy for people on the West Coast to watch? That's fantastic programming. I'm sure it's on ESPN. They always outsmart themselves. Pacers versus Orlando tonight, 7 o'clock on Bally Sports Indiana. Pacers have won 4 straight, 6 of their last 7. 114-113 on Saturday night. They beat the Magic. Aaron Nesmith scored the last 5 points. Pacers were down 113-105. He hit a 3 and then 2 free throws to win it. They are 9-6 on the season. After tonight's game, they're home against the Timberwolves Wednesday, and then they are home against the Brooklyn Nets on Friday night at 8. Can't wait for Kevin Durant to come into town and have the Pacers just beat his ass, and hopefully Kyrie Irving's back. But will he choose to play? He might still be butt hurt over his suspension. Hard to say. Butler Wednesday, Purdue Thanksgiving against West Virginia. Again, why would people in West Lafayette be programmed to, or in Morgantown? That game is at 10 o'clock at night on ESPN2. High school football championship set. 6A game is going to be Carroll against Center Grove. Center Grove beat Cathedral. Carroll beat Hamilton Southeastern. 5A Valpo Whiteland. You've got Chatard against Lawrenceburg in 3A. And that's really it for the locals. Oh, Adams Central against Lutheran in 1A. So good for Lutheran making it to the state finals out of 1A. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? Got to get going. Got to get the muscles fired for a Goose Gossage told me. It's crazy. People just throwing from the windup going here and up. You got to get those muscles firing. You got to bring the arms back. You're robbing yourself of 5 miles an hour. That's what Goose Gossage said. The great Jan Demps celebrating a birthday today. Chris Marsh, happy birthday. Bob Kunster, happy birthday. Jim LaFever, Mike Martin celebrating a birthday. The great Butler hunk, Mike Martin. Tony Harris, happy birthday. Tom Schmall, Jennifer Estlin, one of the finest improvisers in the history of Chicago improvisation, does a great job at the Annoyance Theater, as she has for oh so many years. Kevin Walters, happy birthday. Jeremy Benefield, happy birthday. John Boss, the 4th, celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Be specific, be honest, but be positive. Lift each other. Don't pull each other down. And remember, if you subscribe this week, you know what? Dante Culpepper's cool. Andre Tippett, Hall of Famer, baby. Wait, in 2008, signed jersey. We're giving these away one a week through, well, the next 4 weeks. It's what we do. All right, we'll talk to you later today inside Indiana Sports Now. Have a great day. Enjoy this one. This is a big day. They're all big days.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.